Starting the month of July, 1 hour to go. You do the math. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I'm Jim Rome. This is our year in review. We are way behind, yo. Way behind. Now, if you know me, you know I'm all about the clone stocks. In fact, it's with a great sense of pride that I've created a show that has led to so many of you wanting to meet up with each other. The latest version of that came in July when a bunch of clones met in Omaha. They played golf at the inaugural Jungle Open. I thought that was pretty cool, even if Jeff in SoCal did not.
I want to talk about this golf tournament the Midwest Lames, Midwest Clones are throwing. I mean, Omaha, Nebraska in July? I mean, people who live in Omaha can't even believe that you guys are going to Omaha. I mean, Omaha! What, was Tulsa, Oklahoma all booked this weekend? Was Sioux City, Iowa too expensive for you guys? Omaha, Nebraska makes Cleveland, Ohio look like South Beach. Omaha! Yeah, babe, so I'm going to Omaha next weekend to play golf with strangers. Jim, 100% of their wives think they are having extramarital affairs, and 100% of their wives don't even care. They're lucky they're getting a weekend away from these losers. Omaha!
Amazing. Man, that phone call reeks of somebody who was not invited, or somebody who cannot afford the flight, or somebody who can't golf. Now, in a show packed with nothing but highlights, the Griffin brothers, Shaquem and Shaquille, coming into studio this summer, ranks right near the top of 2019 in terms of great jungle moments. I could not have been more impressed with the two of these guys. Take my word for it. It's posted to YouTube. It's on my website. These guys are pretty special, so I'm glad they stopped by in person. Take my word for it. Look for it yourself. Now, Lloyd Pierce is the new coach of the Atlanta Hawks. And on his long journey to getting his first head gig in the NBA, he happened to be on the Cleveland Cavaliers staff when we did a correspondence piece for Jim Rome's Burning on ESPN. When LP was in the jungle back in July, he and I talked about the guy that we sent a camera crew out to follow in Cleveland a decade ago.
Many years ago, you did the Jim Rome show and you had a guest, Delonte West, on your show. I was coaching in Cleveland at the time. It was probably one of the funniest segments I've ever seen where you just followed him around with the mic. I don't know if you remember that.
But, my man. That was can I tell you, not only do I remember that, that was far and away the best one ever.
J.J. Hickson, Delonte West, the donut. We used to make the guys go to Krispy Kreme. It was about 45 minutes outside of the city. I remember that was one of the funniest segments we've ever seen.
Broke back J.J. He had a broken back.
Planes, trains, right. Automobiles, don't forget my donuts.
Amazing. How play is that?
How play is that, man?
Lloyd Pierce not only remembered the Delonte piece, but he loved it like that. Remembered it like that. How play is that?
How play is that,
so
man?
So awesome. July's beach bod season, and apparently Hefty Mickelson wanted to get in on that action. So he decided to stop eating and start drinking a coffee blend for wellness. And I knew just the guy to call to get a take on that.
How come I was in the wrong place at the wrong time when I saw Colin Montgomery when he great whited four Big Macs? And then I was at another place where I saw friggin' Mickelson just vacuum six chocolate eclairs. How come I'm the one that was in the wrong place at the right time? I cut these images, seared into my head, and now Hefty's come out when he's dropping this new move on me where he's got all these, he's eating coffee. I mean, come on. Come on, Hefty. That's not the way you get ready for the Open. You drink 10 Guinness.
Steve freaking Elkington, if you need him. And I do. We all do. Elk is the best. And he's the first person I thought of when I heard that Hefty was going to start skipping food. Now, the dog days are synonymous with baseball. Baseball is synonymous with the classic tune, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Too bad Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy forgot to pronounce the T in peanuts when he crooned it at Wrigley Field.
And a one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
If it sounds like the head coach of the Bears just demanded that somebody buy him some penis and Cracker Jack? It's because he did. You want proof? Alvin slowed it down frame by frame.
Buy me some penis and Cracker Jack.
Hey, man, I don't know what kind of ball game you think you're at, Matty, but no vendor is slinging penis at the concession stands. On a very serious and very sad note, the Jungle lost one of their own in July. Randall, wait for it, in the OC. Randall was universally beloved by the staff here, by all the clones. He was known for his unbelievable dedication to the show, his unwavering positive attitude. This is a guy that we all loved and we miss very much. Randall, are you in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio right now? Do I not see you?
Jimmy, how you doing? No, I'm not. How you doing? I'm in the parking lot.
There's so many things to love about Randall. The thing that I loved about Randall, he had an enormous heart. He came from an amazing place. He had such great energy. He had such great enthusiasm. He had such great love. Love for the program, love for the Jungle community, love for the JTP, love for me personally. But it was never about Randall. Randall always made it about everybody else. It was never about him.
We thank you all for being a part of his life that brought him so much happiness. Rack him, Romy.
I have never been so relieved to see someone in my life, and I was right there in the Costco parking lot of Randall.
If you look for the light, you will find it. And Randall, he was that light.
Who the hell is that guy? That's Randall. I'm like, if that's Randall, are you kidding me? And he goes, Mark in Hollywood, what's up?
Randall showed up with that giant smile and those epic shades.
And I'm like, that's just Randall, guy. He's like the coolest dude.
It was very hard. I cried so much today. It was very hard listening to it all, but it was great to listen to it all. And I know my brother's smiling down.
R.I.P., brother. You are loved and you will be missed.
Yeah.
Randall, he may be gone. We will never, ever forget him. Rest in peace to a Jungle legend. I wasn't there, but when Shared Belief ran against California Chrome, it was us against a sea of purple. Randall wanted to take them all on. Love Randall. We're into August now, and we're hovering just past the halfway point, and we're well into hour number three. That's not so good, right? But I'm not going to sit here all show long and tee up a dozen different Rex in the ABQ calls just to scold Rex with the same message that he has been ignoring. So instead, for the second year in a row, here is a montage of Rex's crappy calls. And I mean that in the most literal sense. Rex in the ABQ.
Wore the XR4 Ti and wore Ray Liotta gluing his face to an angle grinder and prepping my car for paint.
Hey, bro, just stick to your already horrible brand of excrement.
You know, he launches these frozen ropes into the gap every game, and I like to launch frozen ropes from my gap right down the sewer pipe.
That didn't last very long.
Between Nick Foles and Frank Sinatra, both show up huge when it matters, and both need specially constructed underwear to conceal their massive dong.
Ah! Yes, I really thought you were going to turn over a new leaf. I mean, you really had me going there, Rex.
I go to the dressing room, which is packed, and then I accidentally cross swords with some dude.
Hey, Rex, why don't you do what you always do? Say something regrettable and then run around Twitter and get high five by the three dopes who think that's funny.
Dumbass.
Protein stained by the headboard.
Yeah, I don't know, Rex.
Brad and Corona's giblet.
That's funny. Yeah, I guess if I were 12.
Left in Laguna's hood.
Certified moronic.
Code Brown.
We all see what you did there, Rex.
Butthole.
Never happened.
Greasy hot snake.
Great take, Rex.
The silhouette of Tiger's crank.
Way to keep it about golf.
Lay cable and grease the pole.
Do not rack that phone call. I would ask Rex if he wants to be a smack-off caller or a class clown, but I already know the answer. He's doing what he wants, and I'm pretty sure none of you want him to change, right? See you in 2020, Rex. Got some pretty awesome news. In the month of August, I was going to be inducted, or I found out I was going to be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2019. And to celebrate, I decided to allow self-glossing for an entire segment. That was my way of saying thank you for all the years of support And you all accepted that gracious gift by doing this.
The self-gloss segment.
Make it count.
Hey, Rome, it's the Hooter Sharpshooter.
I'm the Lumberjack, Rome.
Romy, they call me the Chicken Man.
Really, why?
That the chicks love me, and I have a big rooster.
They all refer to me as the Mango Nut Rag.
Yo, Jim, they call me O'Reilly's. But they also used to call me the Taco Teaser at Penn State.
Marky the Gooch.
Andy the Dandy from Cleveland.
Where'd that come from?
See, I just made it up because I wanted to get on the show. Also, I have a big schnack.
Canadian Beaver Savior.
Your helmet scuffer.
There will never, ever, ever be another Nickname Your Package segment. We're good. We're done. What happened to the days of creative self-glossing like the Crystal Methodist? This last self-gloss segment turned into a Name Your Package segment. And I said it even then. I'll say it again right now. We are even. Hope you've had your fun because we are never doing that ever again. You hear me? Helmet, scuffer. Part of the branding of the program is the bump back music that we use. The bump back music. Usually the music stays somewhere between the genres of alt rock and stoner doom metal. So coming back from the break with Rammstein's Du Hast is something you'd expect to hear, right? What you would not expect to hear is Rammstein fan bent to hell about it. But Orion in Waterford filled that void for us.
I'm a huge, huge Rammstein fan. I've seen them in Berlin. I've seen them in Mexico City. I will travel internationally to see Rammstein. And it drives me utterly insane that everybody's favorite song from that band is the worst song in their catalog. Du Hast is garbage. It is the musical equivalent of a triple U. Unlistenable, unoriginal, uninspired.
Garbage. That's not a good call. No. Playing like Du Hast. Like, hey, Ryan, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Not a very good call.
I couldn't hear you over all that awesome Du Hast that I was bumping. Playing Du Hast under Orion as he complained and cried about Du Hast was one of my favorite vindictive moves of the year. Great job by Van Smack. One month, I should say. After starting his diet, Hefty Mickelson leaned out. He was photographed shirtless on the beach. Good for him, I guess. And if Hefty is in the news, then you best believe Steve Elkington is on my show.
You know, in your neighborhood, mate, when you've got a gal or a woman in the neighborhood is carrying about extra 40 or 50 and she puts it on the neighborhood app, she says she's going to do a cleanse or she's going to go into yoga. And then you see her like 3 weeks later, she's dropped 20 and she's wearing a thong at the party on the corner barbecue cookout. This is called the big reveal. And this is the phase that we're in with Hefty. This is the reveal, mate. This is normal. There's only one other phase. It's either he comes out to the tour looking like Randy Orton next year, or he goes back to phase one. It goes back to the cleanse. There's no other way. This is just common behavior, mate.
Just when you think that Elk may not have another fastball in him, he's painting the corner at 104. Best interview in the jungle, always has been, always will be. One of my favorite parts of having a simulcast is the potential for famous people to see the listener line on TV and cold call me while I'm on the air. Larry Holmes has done that. Nigel Morgan has done that. Digger Phelps has done that. And after my podcast with James Lightning Wilkes about a plant-based diet, none other than Steven Seagal has done that. Steven, is that you?
Yes, Romy, it is, Steven. Hey, let me just give you my takes on James Wilkes. I, too, am a black belt. I, too, am a master of martial arts. And this plant-based diet is garbage. I eat spaghetti with meat sauce. And I will take James Wilkes to the bank. The food bank.
Steven Seagal does not make telephone calls. Check that. He does not listen to telephone calls. He makes telephone calls or something like that. When we return, we are into the month of September. I don't know. Maybe we are caught up. Maybe we will get to December. Let's find out. It is the year in review. The Rome year in review. Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy holidays. It is the last show of the jungle year. And then I'm back on January 2nd. We continue with the month of September, and we start with a look back at Hugh Freeze. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Goodbye, Windows 7. Hello, Windows 10. Dell's holiday sale helps you save big on the latest business computers with Intel Core processors, and you get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL. 877-BUY-DELL. Let me say right off the top, as we head into the month of September for our year in review, nothing at Reset was be as lame or as funny or as ludicrous as Hugh Freeze coaching his team to a shutout loss from a hospital bed inside the press box. Nor will anything be as absurd as Hugh Freeze upgrading to a dental chair the next week. But we forge on anyway. Now, this is the part of the show where you'd all like me to mention that Eddie Money finally punched his ticket to paradise, and that in September, he packed his bags and he left that night. Not doing it. Not doing it. But I'll happily mention that Dr. Trevor Price did weigh in on Drew Brees' week 2 thumb injury.
6 weeks is not it, man. That's going to be 12, 13 weeks. That might be season ending. Either way, Teddy Bridgewater has a chance. Let's see what he does.
Dr. Price, did you just double the amount of time that they're speculating that Drew Brees double is going to be out?
Double it. Double it.
Double it. As you know by now, Drew Brees beat the hell out of Dr. Trevor's made-up timeline. I would say that Trevor Price has never been more wrong, but that would be a lie. In all seriousness, very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my dude, TP. Love you, man. The jungle has a silk and a fake silk. And as of September 2019, the jungle had a John in New York and a fake John in New York.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call. Jim, that interview that you did the other month with heavyweight champ Del Monte Wilder, that was like the best interview that I ever heard in my whole life, Jim. Jim, your interviews are the most awesome interviews in the history of radio, Jim. Jim, you're literally my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
John is my guy. But I know a legacy soundbite when I hear one. And that impression from Jeff in Southfield is going to live on well past this show. Sorry, John. Now, the king of the clone stocks is Kylan Green Bay. Nobody has traveled further. Nobody has met more clones. This dude leads the field by a mile. But earlier this year, he kept it local and he threw another clone stock tailgate outside of Lambeau. And he was packing the goods. Kyle, my man, how are you?
Romy, it's a beautiful day here in Green Bay. We are out here on the corner of Holmgren Way and Mike McCarthy Way. We got four kegs. We got a jug of vodka lemonade. We got bread. We got sandwich meat. We got bottles. It should be a rager.
Wait, did you say you've got bread? Why the hell didn't you say so? I'll be right there. Do you also have plastic forks and paper plates and styrofoam cups and condiments?
We got bread.
What other super obvious non-starters do you have, bread man? Is this a tailgate for clones or for ducks? But for real, way to rep, Kyle. You and your loaves of Wonder Bread are doing amazing things for the jungle community. Way to have bread, bro. Welcome to October, the month where Van Smack, Garrett Ritt, and Dwight D. Eisenhower all share the exact same birthday. Can't make this stuff up. What are the odds that a guy that I hire who looks exactly like Dwight Eisenhower has the same exact birthday as Dwight Eisenhower? October used to be about me and Dolby. Now it's about Ike and me. And I'm more than fine with that. Even if the parody from Geoff and Lincoln sucked.
Hey, just a quick take for our boy, Garrett Rich. I've got a little something for his elderly earth.
Rick's back is aching. Oh, arthritic fingers. Oh,
it's lit.
He was proving out his mind. Ike's back is aching. Oh,
Geoff. Save us all the wasted airtime, Geoff, and stick to emailing. Not gonna lie, I put time into the way I look for my NFL hits on CBS. And when somebody with as much drip as Nate Burleson notices, that feels pretty damn good.
And let me just throw this out there. You are the freshest of the freshest. I be peeping your style. I peep the shoes, the tie, the suit. I love working with you, man. You can, listen, a lot of people can dress the game, but to be able to talk the game, I'm just glad that you're one of my brothers in the business.
Nate, good looking out, man. I can't say how much I respect it, Nate. How much I respect you, how much I appreciate you. And if somebody with your suit game is telling me mine's on point, I'll take that all day long. Nate Burleson is a superstar. You ever notice how this show attracts the first-time caller who thinks that he's got more game than anybody who has ever dialed into any talk show before? Well, we had that guy again and again. And that guy's name is Scott from Michigan.
You know, I originally called in to go off on the refs here. But what I'm finding out is you've pretty much covered everything other than the fact that on the way into the game, they were handing out eye dilations for them. I was watching the Miami game. That actually was more entertaining than any other game this weekend, which says a lot. LeVar, your toothpaste. What in the heck are you doing with your toothpaste? It comes out of the container to brush your teeth. Maybe you should try it sometime. I mean, watching these games is kind of like getting a colonoscopy, only worse. These refs were so terrible, they couldn't even find their... Oh, lost it, Rome. Sorry, I'm out.
My man. That call was so incredible.
Why did you do that? What are you talking about, Scott?
Dude just kept firing bricks and pausing for laughs until he finally ejected. At least he knew when it was over. And with reports surfacing that the Tampa Bay Rays could be playing half their home games in Montreal, I did get a phone call inviting me north of the border for a few pops. Maybe some Labatt's, maybe some Molson. I don't really know. All I know is this guy was not actually from Quebec.
Call your first time. I come from Latouk. Latouk is side by side Montreal. And I love that they own the Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay Rays, only them. We like them. We're going to be World Series champion. We're going to be the champion of the world. Yeah, me and Gary Carter and Al Oliver and Greg Nettles and Celine Dion. We're going to be the best in the world. And you come to my place, we're going to have a big party. And I take you, me and my friends, we're going to go to the tavern and we're going to buy you lots of Quebec beer.
Jacques. That guy's name allegedly was Jacques. But Pierre didn't want any of that. Francois was too busy to pick up the blower and dial internationally. Nice try, Jacques. Helps if you can get somewhere within a few countries of the accent that you're trying to do. And quickly, remember in Game 5 of the NLDS when Dave Roberts pulled Walker Buehler and let Clayton Kershaw give up back-to-back game-winning jacks to the Nats? If you don't, freaking Iafredi is here to remind you.
Dodger manager Marty Schottenheimer has got to go. And if you think that I'm just talking about last night, Jim, you are sorely mistaken. This dude makes Clayton Kershaw look like Mad Bum when it comes to October performance. I mean, at least Kersh has the occasional World Series game one in 2017, all right? Please direct my attention, Jim, to the big postseason win where crafty Marty outsmarted the other manager and got the Dodgers a win the other team deserved. Okay, you can't because he never has, and he won't because he can't. Dave needs to be what I am, Jim. Out.
Man, I'm telling you, it takes an awful lot to get Iafredi mad enough to call outside of a smack-off, but Dave Roberts' quote going on Marty Schottenheimer with his Dodgers was enough to do so. I've got Dave Roberts back. What up, Kenny? Don't be a stranger in 2020, Kenny. He could break the streak if he were ever to get involved with it like that consistently. But I know why he doesn't. What up, Iafredi? All right, we'll come back. One last segment. We got to get to the very end. Props to the XR4TI, notably Adam Hawk, Alvin DeLauro, just kicking ass on this thing. When we come back, a reset of DeForest Buckner coming in the jungle. Stay tuned. The last segment of 2019 is next. First, here is the last sports update of my show, 2019. Here it is. The Ask the Pros segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. It is the last segment of the jungle year. Let's keep moving. 49ers defensive lineman DeForest Buckner was in the jungle a couple of months back. We talked about his sack total in 2018 and what drives him to continue to get better. But the most memorable part of that conversation was when he talked about his dog and why having a small dog has big advantages.
Yeah, my dog Kimo, he's a little Cavalier Poodle. He's about, 17 pounds. What Sherm doesn't understand is, you know, he's small enough to where, you know, when he takes a shit, I don't need to worry about some, you know, big piles of shit everywhere. So, yeah.
They're settling in and getting comfortable, and then there's doubling down on FCC violations like my man DB. All good, my man, all good. This is what the dump button is for. I got you. And I'm always looking for new blood on the 800 number, especially from Canada. So I was pumped to give Reggie in Ontario his shot. Reggie in Ontario. Hey, Reggie, how are you?
Rome, I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm great, Reggie. What do you want to talk about? What's up?
I'm just calling in. I'm not in Ontario, California. I'm in Ontario, Canada.
Awesome.
Just calling in, listening to you on 90.5 Extra Sports FM.
Thanks, Reggie. Next time you call, Reggie, and I say Reggie in Ontario, you got to get to your point, yo. Hey, Reg, no one listening thought that you and that voice were from California. Just like nobody cared what station you were listening on. But I'm all about second chances, so I gave Reggie another one a few days later. You're on the air. Reggie, what's going on? Reggie.
Rome, how are you, buddy?
Still great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad for the chance at redemption here. It sucked having to explain to multiple people how I blew it on Jim Rome. I'm kind of known for having the gift of the gab, and that day I definitely choked up.
Bruce Allen calling the Redskins culture, quote, damn good, thinks that you saying that you have the gift of the gab is damn whack. Let's go to November quickly. 10 months down, 2 to go. Welcome to November. Welcome to a world where the Washington Nationals are World Series champions.
Hudson sets. The kick in. Here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Nats pitcher Patrick Corbin was on the show shortly after and talked about the chemistry in the clubhouse.
It kind of started when we got Gerardo Parra. He brought the energy, the excitement. He kind of got people out of their comfort zone. You see Strasburg dancing, the hugging, all that stuff. And we just had fun with each other. And early in the season, we did have a lot of injuries. Things weren't going our way, but we just knew if we stuck together, just keep believing in ourselves, things could turn around. And I thought Davey did an amazing job there, just never changed his attitude, came to the field every day and did his best.
It's been a pretty great last couple of years for the district, minus that trash fire that is the Redskins. Jorge Masvidal forced a doctor to stop his fight against Nate Diaz when he punched a hole in Nate's face that would not stop bleeding. Afterwards, he was asked if he wanted to fight Conor McGregor next.
Conor McGregor said that he is going to come back January 18th. White said,
come back to what?
To MMA, to the UFC.
What do you mean, like fighting in the cage?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That dude's been talking wild for a second. if he fights and gets a victory, and he wants this, and some of you motherfuckers are mean, man, because you know what the fuck I'll do to that little dude, bro. I'll fuck that little guy up, man. He's a fucking midget. Dana White, president of this motherfucking company, said I'm too much man for him. I get it why people want to see him hurt for the stunts he's been pulling, but he don't want this. He's just talking so he can get his name out there. He was cheering for Nate. He wanted to run it back with Nate. You think he's at home seeing that fight saying, I want to fight that dude? That dude ain't. You see, he punches old people in the face because those are fights that he could win. He don't want this.
My man. Man, I want that fight so badly. Masvidal-McGregor. I want it because it would mean the Masvidal-McGregor press tour, which would be the best thing ever. And there was a report in November that the NFL was thinking about shipping the Chargers off to London to see if they might have more success establishing a fan base over there. One problem with that, Dean Spanos ain't having it. In fact, he's not going effing anywhere.
I know there's been a lot of crap going around in the last 24 hours about this London thing, and I just want to give you a quote from me, okay? It's total okay? We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we're planning to be for a long time, okay. Period. Okay? And if you want me to say it again, I'll say it again. That story. Okay?
Thank you. Okay. I wish somebody would publish a report about the Chargers moving every single day so we can get more reaction from mean Dean Spanos. That's the best thing that guy's ever done. I didn't know he had that in him. That. November 2019 is always going to hold a very special place in my career, in my heart, in my life, because that's when I was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Back then, I've always had people around me that were better, that were smarter, and people that would tell me not what I wanted to hear, but what I needed to hear. And that, more than anything else, is the reason why I'm up here right now. I mean, I might have gotten into a shindig like this, but I sure as hell am not getting up on this stage and have people looking at me, if not for the people around me, and I want to acknowledge that. I've always had amazing people around me who made me better and the show better. So with that in mind, I do want to acknowledge my team. Starting with my right-hand man, the brains of the outfit, Dave Whelan, longtime employee of the program, and it all starts with him. My EP, Adam Hawk. Adam Hawk loves radio. I don't know anybody who loves radio like Hawk. I want to talk about my technical producer, Alvin DeLauro. He is a genius at what he does. The show would never sound the way it does without him. My gambling consultant, my digital content director, James Kelly. And my man, Kyle Brent, who is in the house right now. Kyle geniusly repped the jungle for the better part of a decade before moving on to the NFL Network, where he is killing it. KB, I appreciate it. And I know that we wanted to try to scope this tonight. I'm not sure that happened. But to the clones, my listeners, there is nobody like that listening audience. They are rabid. They're aggressive. They're fiery. I would not be here without the clones. Clones, this is for you. I love you very much. I wish I could have all of you in this room right now, because I wouldn't have this opportunity without you.
Awesome. That's great. I like seeing that. I like seeing that so you clones could hear the way I talked about you that night. Going in was great. An amazing honor. Bringing my family, Jano and the boys, and my crew was the best part. Even if Hawk went Hawk and got blackout drunk on 12 drinks, coming off Sober October, and then took down his own mustache at 3 o'clock in the morning without even knowing he did it.
12 drinks, and I don't remember anything, and I woke up, yeah, Saturday morning, and looked in the mirror, and I didn't have my mustache. I left with a mustache and woke up without one, and it only could have taken place between leaving the party and waking up. I don't remember packing my bags, but they were perfectly packed. We all had a really great night. It was a lot of fun, and it was unforgettable up until I stopped remembering it.
I seriously cannot bring this guy anywhere. At the Super Bowl, he gets up in Julio Jones's grill to talk pajamas. In New York, he gets blind drunk and loses his stash. Way to represent, Pidge. We made it to December. All of you listening thought that we would never make it to December. And if you thought that, man, get out of here with that. Now, I know how bad you all blew up Alvin to reset that segment where we played the jungle sound drops that could be used in the bedroom. I do not have time for that. But I do have time for Parody Larry's submission, which he made over the phone. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
You know, as far as Wells' question goes, every time I have sex, during it, all I ever hear is,
why? Why? And when I'm done, they always say, hit the road, Dak.
This dude. You don't like that call. What a character. Find me another guy who would call a nationally syndicated radio program and tell the world that his bedroom partner scream, why? And then saying, hit the road, Jack, right after he finishes. What a weirdo, man. Without a doubt, my favorite Return of the Jungle in a long time was by the legend himself, my man. Jungle favorite, one of my favorite athletes ever, T-Buck, Terrell Buckley.
I sent out a text and tell them to bring popcorn and bring their 3D glasses because we're going to have a show to watch today. And it might take 10, 15 minutes to get through this show. And I put that tape in, and when it's over, all their mouths drop, and they're like, oh, my God, Coach, I didn't know. And then I tell them, well, I used to tell them to call me the general. Now they have to call me Mr. HOF.
How did you not know? How did you not know about T-Buck? And finally, a professional golfer named Tommy Two Gloves was busted in a prostitution sting called Operation Santa's Naughty List. If you think that's wild, wait until you check out the sheriff in charge.
Tommy Gainey is a professional golfer. In fact, he's got his PGA card. He's from Hartsville, South Carolina. He's married. He told us that he was here for a charity golf event. And it was to be like the next morning tee off. He didn't make it. He was a scratch. Now, we Googled around to see if he was telling us the truth. And if you Google or search out and just type in Two Gloves, it comes up with his name. So he's been on the tour for quite a while.
Get him, Sheriff. Going back to Jorge Masvidal, he made his jungle debut yesterday. He is the BMF champ. I had high expectations, and my man came through here yesterday, and he smashed those expectations. His jaw was broken. So what did you make of him after that loss to Usman?
I'm just not with that whole, your whole career is based out of getting a rise out of people, right? Like, if I come on your show and I'm just saying a bunch of controversial stuff for people to be talking about me, like, man, he went on a Jay Murray show and said all types of f***ery, you know, just to get reactions out of people. It's not really my cup of tea, but, you know, people do it all the time. And he's the number one poster boy for that, right? So he wants to always get a reaction out of people. Now this individual, when people are trying to get a reaction out of him, he's reporting people on Instagram. He took the comments off, so you can't comment on him. And then he was reporting people on Instagram that were commenting on him. That country, it's not like it's a rich country and it's doing well. They got a lot of poverty over them, and they got a lot of people that take it to heart what he's saying. He doesn't give a flying
Yo, champ. Jorge. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you next year. Goodbye, Windows 7. Hello, Windows 10. Dell's holiday sale helps you save big on the latest business computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping, 877-BUY-DELL. Clones, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Sincerely, none of this would work without you. I want to thank my XR4TI crew for doing an amazing job this year. I want to thank my TV crew and my friends at CBS Sports Network back in New York. Great job today and every day. And my fam, Janet and the boys. Love you. See you next year, everybody. Good night now.